Okay, let's start. So we're going to be starting Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah today, which isn't that many prakim, and goes through, obviously, the lachas of Talmud Torah. He says in the beginning, in the Koseres, which is the introduction, where he always lists the commandments, he says here, Yesh Beklal and Shtei Mitzvos Aseh, there are two positive commandments, Vzeo Pratam, Lilmo Torah, so one of them is to learn Torah. And then the second mitzvah is lechabed melamdeya v'yodeya. And the second one is to honor those who teach and know it. So those are the two mitzvahs, okay? So those are going to be the two major things he discusses here. Now, in Perek Aleph Alach Aleph, the Rambam begins in a very, very interesting way. Normally, what you would think is also a very good question for, as an analytic question to think about, which is that normally the Rambam should start off the first halacha with what the positive obligation is. But he doesn't. He says in halacha aleph, Nashim vavadim uktanim piturim mitalmud Torah. He says women, slaves, and children under the age of bar mitzvah are all exempt from learning. Aval katan aviv chai v'lamdo Torah. So the first mention of an obligation comes from the idea that a father is obligated to teach his son Torah. Shenemar v'limatim osam es b'necham adaber bam. But a woman is not chayev to teach her son, because only those people who are obligated to learn, right, which again we didn't see yet who that is, but only one who's obligated to learn are the people who are obligated to therefore teach. Okay, Halacha Beis doesn't give away the answer, but it makes it a little simple to understand. Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Kishem shechayev adam ulamid es beno, kachu chayev lamid es ben beno." So just like a person's obligated to teach his son Torah, he's obligated to teach his grandson as well. Shenemar v'hoda tamu v'necha v'mei v'necha v'lo beno ben beno b'vad. All right, ele mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham chacham Yisrael l'lamid es kol tamidim af v'yishenem banav. So not only is there an obligation to teach my family, but it's a mitzvah on any sage, any wise person from the Jewish people to teach their students, even if they're not their kids. Shenemar vishinantam levanecha. Mipi ashmua lamdu banecha, elu tamidecha, shatamidim kriyim banim. Shenemar vyotsu b'nei neviim. Okay, so that's a nice drush. Imkein laman istav al beno val ben beno. Right? But then why are we commanded on your son and your grandson? Lahakdim beno le ben beno, u ben beno le ben chavero. But there is a hierarchy. Your son comes before your grandson, who comes before the son of your friend. So why does the Rambam start off with this entire approach? It's pretty clear the Rambam's focus is on Mesorah, meaning the obligation of learning. See, it's tempting to think that the importance of learning from a Jewish standpoint is the enriching the mind, right? Or learning the mitzvos, which are also very important, okay? But in the Rambam's formulation of Talmud Torah, his emphasis, first and foremost, is on the transmission of the information, meaning the importance of learning is to ensure that the next generation has Torah, meaning what's the mitzvah? That the first thing he mentions is the father must teach his son, right? Meaning the perpetuation of the system of Torah is really the global mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's why, again, look at Halacha Gimel. V'chayev liskor melamed livno lamdo. And you're obligated to hire someone to teach your son Torah. Again, because the interest is in perpetuating the system. Veino chayev lamed ben chaver el bechinam. Right? But I'm not chayev to, to teach my son's friend, but I can't get paid for it. Misha lo lamdo aviv chayev lamed es atzma, kishiyakir. Now, let's say someone's father didn't teach him Torah, so then they're chayev on their own, okay, to learn, okay? Shenem rav limatem osam v'shmartem la'asosam. And that's why, and that's an important point, that this clause is an extremely important clause, that Talmud always becomes learning comes before action, okay? Because you can't know what to do if you don't learn what to do first. So obviously, you can't put on, there's no reason to put on tefillin, or I should say a person wouldn't put on tefillin, until they knew that there's an idea and there's halacha putting on tefillin. So the logical order is learning, and then learning brings you to maisa. Halacha dalad, hayahu rotze lilmot Torah, v'yeshlo ben lilmot Torah, hu kodom levno. Now let's say an individual wants to learn Torah, right? And he has a son that wants to learn Torah. He comes before his son. Vimhaya bino navun umaskil lahavim mashi yilmod yosir menu bino kodem. But let's say his son is smart, okay, and he can learn a lot from his son. Then his son would come first. V'afpi shebino kodem lo yivatalhu. But even if his son came first, he shouldn't be mivatal his learning Torah. Because the same way he's commanded to teach his son, he's also commanded to learn for himself, or literally to teach himself. Alright, so now we're moving into transitioning out of the Mesorah into more of individual obligation. A person should always learn Torah first and then get married, meaning he should have a strong foundation in Torah. Because if you marry a woman first, then your mind won't be open to learn. You'll be distracted. But let's say a person he thinks about women all the time and he can't focus on learning. Then he's allowed to get married. Meaning if a person is just unable to focus on learning because his libidos run wild, then he should get married first and then learn Torah. Halacha Vav, now comes a technical thing. So when is a father chayav teach his kid Torah? As soon as your child, your son, learns how to speak, you immediately teach him the pasuk of Torah Tzivlana Moshe and Shema Yisrael. You teach him various verses in the Torah. Ad shiyah ben sheish or ben sheva, right, until he's about 6 or 7, a kol ifiborov. And then you bring him to Milame Tinokos, literally means a Rebbe who teaches little kids, like Cheder. That is something you do early up. Hey, Halacha Zayin. Haya minag medina likach Milame Tinokos schar. Now, let's say I live in a location where the minag is for the teacher of kids to get paid. Then he gets paid. Okay? Again, note, that wasn't always a normal thing. And you're obligated to pay. You can pay the guy teaching the kids, or you can pay him to teach the kids how to read Torah Shebichtav. There's once they finish learning how to read, let's say Chamisha Chumshei Torah, that's it. Malkum Shenagu Lame Torah Shebichtav Bischar Mutal Lame Bischar. I have a Torah Shebal Peh also Lamed Bischar, but you can't get paid to teach Torah Shebal Peh. Can't pay a guy for that. Shneim Areili Mati Eschem Hukim Mishpatim Kasher Tivani Hashem Ma Ani Bechimam Limanti Af Atem Limatem Bechinam Mimeni. So that's an idea from God, which is that just like I didn't charge you to learn my Torah, so too you can't charge to teach Torah. Okay, a very important idea. So according to the Rambam, teaching Torah Shabbat Pet, you can't get paid for that. Vechein Shetolamdu Ludoros Lamdu Bechinam Kemosh Limatem Mimeni. Right. Lo matza mishi lamdu b'chinam, but let's say you can't find anybody who's going to do it for free. Yilamdu b'schar shenemar ms kana. Then, if you have no choice, you could pay the guy. Yochel yilamed lacherim b'schar tamalomer v'antimkor halamata shasul lamed b'schar apish lamdo rabo b'schar. So again, a person has to avoid, the person teaches Talmud Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, he has to avoid getting paid. We'll come back to this later on in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay, halacha ches, kol ish meYisrael chayv v'talmud Torah. Now, this is the first time, it took 7 halachas to get to this point, this is the first time that we actually find out what the individual obligation is. So far, we've been talking about the other nature of the obligation, of a Masoretic type. Now we get into the obligation on an individual. So, kol ish meYisrael, chayv v'talmud Torah. Every individual, every male individual is obligated to learn Torah. Bein ani, bein asher, bein shalom begufa, bein bal yisurin, bein bachor, bein shahaya, zaken gadol, shetashat kocho. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, if you're healthy, if you're suffering, if you're a kid, if you're an old person who's weak. Even a poor person who goes and collects money from house to house. Right? Even if he's married with kids. Now that's a key thing. Look at the language carefully. Chayev likvoa lo zman l'talmud Torah. Okay? That doesn't mean that you're chayev to learn all day and night. It means that you must set aside a time to learn morning and evening. There's a big, big difference between the two. Okay? And as you'll see as we go on, the Rambam was not a... You'll see how he sets up the day of learning. Okay? Halacha tes. Gedolei chachmei Yisrael, the great sages of the Jewish people, the great ones. Hayu mehen chot ve'etzim, mehen shov yamayim. Okay, umehein sumim. Okay, there were those who were water carriers or people who chopped wood, and some of them were blind. V'afa pichein, nonetheless, hayu oskin b'tam Torah b'yom v'layla. But they'd always find time to be engaged in Torah morning and night. V'hem michlal matiki ashmua ishu ish Moshe Rabbeinu. And not only were they gedolei chachmei Yisrael, but they were the ones responsible for perpetuating the Mesorah. Okay, so you see that they still would always find time to learn. Okay. Ad emasai chayv lumo Torah ad yamoso. So until when am I chayv to learn Torah? So a person is chayv to learn Torah until the day he dies. Shenemar upenyasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha the kolzman shel yasok b'limud u'shokeach. That's also a very important point. Learning Torah is a tricky thing. Okay, it requires a constant, what we call in halacha hisaskus, a constant involvement. Meaning, if a person stops learning, you can't take a break from learning. If a person says, listen, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to stop learning, right? And when I'm done with college, I'll learn again. You end up forgetting what you learned. There's a certain a methodology that becomes less familiar to you, and that makes learning that much more difficult. Okay, halacha yud aleph. Okay, v'chai l'shalish zman l'midaso. Okay, so a person has to divide up his time of learning into thirds. Okay, shlish b'torah shebechtav. So one third of your learning should be Tanakh, or let's say chamisha chumshei Torah. U'shlish b'torah shebal peh. Now that the Rambam was not talking about steiging through Gemara, he's talking about knowing Mishnayos. Okay, u'shlish yovim v'yaskil acharis davar merishiso v'yotzi davar midavar. The yidmet davar le davar, the yavim amidos shatoran jeshes behen, ach yida heyachu ikra amidos veach yotzi aser v'amutter och yotzi behen midvarim shalama v'yashmua, and the last third is really understanding the conceptual framework of the halachic system through working out the back and forth, the logical chakiras, etc. That's the other third. So the inyan zeh nikra gemara. That's what's called gemara. So you have one third is really Torah shebichtav. One third Torah Shabbat Peh, which would include, by the way, halacha. And then the last third is more of the conceptual back and forth of how Gemara works. Okay? So, halacha yud beis. How do you do this? What's the example? Ketzad. Hayo bal omnos. Now comes the challenging part. Let's say you have a job. Okay, so what would you do? You'd only work 3 hours a day. Over Torah teishach. But Torah, you'd spend 9 hours then doing. So in the 9 hours you have of the day, okay, then you would spend 9 hours, three Torah Shebichtav, three Torah Shebaalpeh, and three with that other stuff, okay? Now, just to be clear, the Rambam by saying Ketzad doesn't mean that every job is only 3 hours of work. He's saying whatever job you have, the remaining hours in the day, right, you split those up into thirds, okay? Now comes the question I was asked before: the divrei Kabbalah b'klal Torah shebichtav hein u'peirusha b'klal Torah shebal peh. So there are certain interpretations that were given about Torah shebichtav that are considered part of Torah shebichtav, but their explanations are considered Torah shebal peh. The haninadim anikrayim pardes b'klal Gemara hein, and things that have involved like metaphysics and physics would be considered within Gemara. B'med v'ramurim b'tchilas tamuda shel adam. This is only when a person first starts learning, okay? Aval kashe yagdil b'chachma, when he gets smarter, v'lo yehet tzarech lo lumbo Torah shebichtav, lo lasok tamav Torah shebal peh. So when a person masters Tanakh and masters halacha or Torah shebal peh, yikra be'itim mizumon in Torah shebichtav, v'divrei shmua, k'dei shel yishkach davar, v'divrei dinei Torah, v'yifne kol yom av l'gemar b'kvad, v'yirochav sheish b'libo v'yishuv daito. So what he'll do is, once he masters Torah Shebichtav and Halacha, he should always revisit them on occasion to make sure he knows Halacha and is familiar with these things, but he should spend most of his time on Gemara, which we'll call like abstract theoretical intellectualizing. That's where his time should be spent as he gets older. Okay, finally we'll leave off with Halacha Yod Gimel. This is a very well-known Halacha in the Rambam. Isha Shalom the Torah Yish Laschar Ava Eino Kaschar Ish. So if a woman learns Torah, she gets a reward, but the reward she gets is not like the reward of a man. Why? It's because she's not commanded in it. Okay, now, and as we know, that a person who does something they're not commanded to do, their schar is not as big as the person who's commanded to do it. Okay, now, even though she gets a schar, Sivu Chachamim Shal Yimad Adam is Bito Torah. The Chachamim commanded that a man should not teach his daughter Torah. Why? Nesha Rov Hanashim Ein Daitam Mechuvanos Lislamed. Right? Elahein Mitzios Divrei Torah LaDivrei Havai Lefianias Daitam. So basically, what he's saying is that women just don't have the head to learn. They just can't do it. Amr Chachamim Kol Lam is Bito Torah Kilu Lamda Tiflus, and that's what the Chachamim say. If you teach your daughter Torah, it's like you're teaching her Tiflus. But Medvar Morim B'Torah Shabal Peh. This is only referring to Torah Shabal Peh, about Torah Shabichtav. Lo Yilamad Osal Chachila. Vim Lamda Eino Kol Lamda Tiflus. You shouldn't even teach her any Chumash at all, and that's like teaching her nonsense. Okay.